Okay.
Are you sleeping now?
Yeah. Sorry.
4 in the morning.
But I have, as promised, I have more information on these toilet rocks. So I want to go back to that topic a little bit, because a lot of geschmacks have to say about it, which we didn't get to talk about. So we were kind of in a rush at the end of Sivas Musar. So the Mishnah has a machlokas of the minimum size of an esrog, and whether it's a kibitza, an egg size, or ke'ego is like a walnut size. So the Gemara says the same machlokas you have over there, we have these avonim mikorzelos, these slanted, thin, smooth rocks that people would use as toilet paper. Now, the insider information I have is that there's a guy who lives in the Heights who used to, he graduated a few years ago, his name is Danny Ambalu, and he is Sparty from Queens. He's of Afghani background. And he said that his father told him that back in the day, if they were traveling, whatever, they would use rocks, smooth rocks. I told him even not long ago. Rocks, you heard it right, yeah. Avonim mikorzelos, they used in Afghanistan. I don't know if on a regular basis, but at least on a traveling basis, that he has heard personal accounts of such things. It's not as crazy as it sounds. So, the Gemara said that there's a special kula, a special leniency, that you're allowed to, what's called, quote, machnis into the Beis HaKiseh on Shabbos. So the Shaila is, what was the Isser in the first place? So Rashi says they were matir and Isser mukta. Ordinarily, these rocks would have been mukta, but for a couple of wheels, so the person shouldn't be in a state of, base level, dignity, should lose his human dignity, so that matir moving these on Shabbos, despite the ordinarily would be extra mukta. The Tosafot says a different shot. Tosafot says that not that they were that mukta's issue, that would be easy to matir, but they even matir the iser of bringing them from a karmelis into Rosh Hashanah. Now, what is a karmelis? In general, it's four reshuyos on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is something that is a walled 4x4 tefachim by 10 tefachim tall area, like a house, whatever. Or what? This is Arabian stuff, yeah. Or the first 10, some other parking in Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a large 16 amma across, potentially needs 600,000 people, maybe yes, maybe no. A huge area, let's say like I-95 or the LIE, some huge area like that. A Carmelis is a it's a highway in Long Island, and you don't encounter it from here to Summer Springs. Doesn't come up, by the way. But or alternatively, Carmelis rather is a quasi public area, which would be like a regular small Long Island town or Teaneck or anything like that. The Carmelis, which we treat like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it's only Derabanan. And then there's something called the Mekom Petur, which is a small area, like a fire hydrant, that technically, even from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you could put stuff down on top of it. Okay, so now, in a Karmelis, there's an Issur Derabanan to carry into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, as we mentioned, but Tosafot, they waive that for the Covenant of Brios. You're allowed to take these rocks from the field and bring them into the bathroom building. He brought a few rios that the bathroom you're talking about has walls. It says lahakness, it says bias. There was an Isra Yichud in general, the women should be talking in there, so men shouldn't walk in. Okay, so now the thing I wanted to point out also is that Tosa is a very... No, we're talking about not kids where you're not being bone air or sosa or anything. No Isra Darius or things like that. Yeah, I mean, they have no purpose. That's why they're muksa. They have no function. If you designated them in advance as bathroom rocks, that would be fine.
Why is it muksa? Like, what would you use with that rock?
Exactly.
I'm saying, what would you do with that rock to do a malacha? Like, what malacha would you
do? Oh, a muksa can even be something that has no function. Certain things are klisha malacha to this, like a scissor. Is usually used for iser. Right.
But muksa, I'm saying, like, is because you're afraid of doing something. What would you be afraid of doing with a rock?
So that is one type of muksa, but there's another another category of muksa of things that have no tzorech at all. Like a branch of rock, things like that. Eitz and vavanim are muksa ordinarily. So these, they weave that iser so you can bring them in. And anyway, that's the machlokes. What's the minimum size? Are they useful at a pizza size? Or are they useful at an egg room size? Same outcome as we have by the egg thing. If what? Practically speaking?
I'm like,
There is a discussion about like moving a accoutrement to a heter for no reason at all, like fidgeting with your fork. Is that called no purpose, or like, no, it's calming me down?
Right, so that was like...
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, so you're saying, like, oh, this bookmark, oh, this doesn't help me at all, God, I'm doing this, I like it. It helps with ADHD.
Right.
I feel like,
so that is a muscle against, yeah. Lego, yeah, yeah, you're supposed to take it apart, maybe. Yeah, but that's a separate, But there are certain things, it's not the category that Zebby's mentioning, but objects that inherently have no function. Not, I'm using a fork which has a function for a non-functioning purpose. Rather, an object that literally in its nature has no function, like a rock, is definitely a category of mukta. Okay, so then the last line of Tosfos here, the long Tosfos that starts B'Shabbos Shalom Shalom, and that one. So the last two or three lines, he says, interesting. Avalu Bidon, nowadays for us, the Yishlan Mokom Kavur Bibayas, we have a special place designated as the bathroom in the house, where there'll be actual plumbing in our day, or even just in their day, there was a place to go to the bathroom. Also, you're not allowed to move rocks. There's no have to remove the rocks. LMK and Hizman, unless you in advance designated them, these are my bathroom, my toilet paper rocks. The Shem, okay, meaning, in other words, the Heter, the last two lines of that long Tosfos on Lama Bava Mavis. So, back in the day, the case was, you went there, you didn't plan to go to the bathroom there, you showed up, oh, fortunately there's some rocks, so I have a Heter to use them. Now, if you want rocks, designate the rocks. You know where you're going to go to the bathroom. You're not going to wind up in a field all of a sudden going to the bathroom. The Shema came into the Fishi B'nai Abayis, but it could be, since there's a lot of people at home, finding for one bathroom, especially in Washington Heights, the Habu Shaklu Lehu Lo Afshar B'Shar. It could be that since there's so many people that they're going to, even if you set aside rocks, you're going to run out of rocks by the time Shabbos, you're halfway through Shabbos, so it could be you are allowed to take all the rocks, Ayin Shem. Okay, fine. So that's the end of our toilet paper rocks discussion. Now the last section of the Gemara here, Lama Bava Mavayis, is before the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah on a few blot ago, Lamed Dalid, said that there's a maximum size, and the Mishnah quoted that Rabbi Yehuda says the max size is two esrogim in one hand. So if you have to hold two at once, if it's bigger than that, you can't hold both, then it's too big. The Yossi says, no, even one in two hands, you can use a basketball size, you can hold one in two hands, that's going to be a kosher. All those huge Tamani ones, yeah. Says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion that it could be held in one hand. Lamed Vav Mavayis, by the two dots, smack in the middle of the page, before the Mishnah. Before, right, the last thing before, the last two asked for the Mishnah. So Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Beri Akiva, there was an incident of Rabbi Akiva, Shabbala Beis HaKnesses, he came to Shul, the Esrogo Al Ksefo, and his Esrog was carrying on his shoulder, meaning it was huge. It was so big, he was carrying on his shoulder. So Rabbi Yossi says, you see, I have a Raya, Rabbi Akiva, famous Rabbi Akiva, held like me, a huge Esrog on your shoulder, totally okay. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Misham Raya, you think that's a proof to you? Afim Amrule, they even said to him, Ein Zahadr. They told him that's not a Mahudar Esra. Adab, it's not a proof to you, it's a proof against you. They told him that it was a bad Esra. When he got there, you have to finish the story, obviously. Now, Rashi points out, Yehuda doesn't possibly use Esra because it's not Hadr. He posits it like we saw five lot ago. So good, we covered five, you know, five lot.
That doesn't mean that it's Esra, though.
Well, he didn't even say because of Hadar. Yehuda said the reason you don't want to use a huge one is because they might hand it to you, the Esrog in your right hand and a little bit left, and you're going to have to switch it, and you might wind up dropping it to the ground and posseling it. So they're going to do Hadar. So it's not like that story of Yehuda proves to Yehuda's reason right, but it does prove him right in his halacha that you're not allowed to use a huge one, albeit for a different reason than they said it wasn't Hadar. Okay, fine. Okay, so new Mishnah. on Lamadav Amabes. Says the Mishnah, Ein Ogden is a Lulav, Ella Vivino. You're not allowed to wrap up the Lulav in anything other than a Lulav species holder. Those things they use nowadays, the Kosa cloth that they call them, those little Hasidic kilts sell exactly Mishnah, Kaisagala. So those are made out of Lulav material, so those are fine. So, Dina Lulav, so we hit a sheet. The Meir Omer, no, a few of the Chut Bimashicha, which Rashi reads as Chut Shel Mashicha, his Gesa was, which means any sort of string, you can use a rope, some sort of thin string, that's also fine, does not have to be of the Lulav species. Chut Shel Mashicha, Chut is a string, and Mashicha is like some sort of rope or cord, so a string made out of rope would be kosher also. Oh, so says the Mishnah.
Oh, I just read it.
The coil? Put some Mashita? Oh, we call it that word?
Is that coil?
That could be. Anyone here speak French?
No.
Speak French? Yeah. I'm going to ask Adam Abergel. There's a guy here, Adam Abergel, whose his family's originally French Moroccan. So we're going to ask him later. Yeah. So we'll see.
If you pronounce the Rashi correctly,
you can
like modern day speaking.
Some of it, at least he's close enough. Yeah. I was learning it with once, and the word came up, and he's like, oh yeah, sure. That's yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Okay.
So is that a
Mishnah learned French?
It's a
Hatcher Mitzvah. Exactly. So says the Mishnah Levite, Arvi Meir, there was an incident involving people in Yerushalayim. She opened this Mulavayan Begimonios Shazav. They would wrap up their lulavs in these strings made out of gold, golden threads. So you see, you don't have to use lulav material. You can use gold. Amrulo says back the defenders of Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, the mino how you ogdino some of the mata. Actually, underneath it, they wrapped it up in lulav stuff, and as a fancy decoration on top, they covered it in gold. But essentially, it was wrapped up in lulav material. Okay. Yeah, second one. Amrulo, when we say that it can be wrapped, according to Yehuda, in the lulav material, afila b'siv, afila b'ikar d'dikla. That can be, even if it's wrapped in not lulav per se, but lulav tree things, such as siv is like a vine, some sort of string thing growing off of the tree. And afila b'ikar d'dikla, even with, I guess what you call bark, it's like they took the branches and kind of like took the outer layer and thinned it out, and you could wrap up and make like a kind of like a cord and stuff. By Rabbi Huna Shita, he says you have to wrap a lulav in min lulav, but it doesn't have to be the thing you shake, that part. It could be the bark. Lulav tree related things. Tamar dekel growth product, byproduct. So the Amir Rava, my time of Yehuda, why does he hold it has to be lulav species and you're wrapping up the lulav? Why can't it be gold? Why can't it be plastic? Says the Gemara Kasavar, lulav tzarech eged. A lulav has to be bound up. It is required for the mitzvah that it be bound up. Not just like we learned the Chachamim say, it's a keli v'aveu, it's very nice to be bound up, but it has to be bound up to be yotzei. V'i maisi mina acharina, if you bring a different species, a min achera, a different species of stuff, hava chamisha mini. You're going to have five species in your lulav and violate Baal Tosef. You're going to have lulav, hadas, arava. Yeah, it came up a while ago, yeah. And whatever, orange peel. You have something else, it's going to be a problem. Vav arava, mina aminala. How do I know? From where do I say, the sieve ikar d'dikla mina de lulavahu? That this sieve, the vine and the bark are species of lulav. Maybe I should say no. For example, if I talk this low, you can still hear me fine?
No.
Left? No? Oh man. Let's go with this. Better? Okay? I'm screwing my brain out. My throat's killing me. Okay. But, they call it reductio ad absurdum in Latin. Like, let's take the extreme. The dirt growing at the foot of the decal tree. That's agreed, not decal species, the dirt that it's growing in. So who says the bark is lulav species? Maybe it's not called lulav until it gets to the part that grows out of it that we shake as lulav. Yeah, like, what? At what point do you draw the line and say that's not a lulav, that's just some other thing?
Bark, I mean, you brought the example of bark. Bark is the same thing.
Well, and what about why not the dirt?
Because the dirt's
clean. Why?
Because a lulav, if you want to take a lulav entity and plant it somewhere else, you can do it without the dirt.
Could you do it without the trunk and the bark and the trunk?
No.
You can't take a lulav off and plant it somewhere, it'll grow? Will grow?
No.
Maybe it will.
You're not taking the lulav.
But if I take a lulav and plant it, will it grow into a decal tree? If I put it on the ground, will it grow as a tree? Me neither. Okay, I don't know.
It's probably because that's all part of the same thing. It's from the same tree, but it's the bark.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Honestly, the question never would have occurred to me, but the Gemara asks, how do I know that that's considered part of the lulav tree?
Okay.
Of the decal, yeah, the palm tree. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, the Braisa says, now, this proof is about to go on to the next, like, 10 lines. Like, it's a long proof. Like, but you got time to get to the end, you forgot what you're trying to prove. So, hang in there. It takes a while to get to the actual punchline, but it's a good punchline. Says the Braisa, Basukos Teshvu, they have to sit in a sukkah. Okay? Sukkah shall call dover. The sukkah can be made out of anything. We're not talking about aluminum, we're talking about sukkah. You can make the sukkah the walls out of anything. Metal, plastic, whatever. Yehuda Omer, Ein sukkah no heges, Ela bedal adminim shibululuv. That the mitzvah of sukkah only applies with the four species of the lulav. And you have to make the walls out of lulavs or hadasim or stacks of esrogim, whatever. It has to be dal adminim. We never do the shita, right? The shita says you have to make the sukkah out of species of lulav. The Hadid no say, he says, the Kal Vachomer, literally logic dictates. Uma lulav, it's a Kal Vachomer. Ma lulav, yeah. Uma lulav she'ein noheg balelos kibiyamim. If we find regarding lulav that it only applies by daytime, it doesn't apply at nighttime, it's what we would call lenient. It doesn't apply at night, it's only a mitzvah during the day to shake lulav. Still, even though it's such a lenient mitzvah, it only applies half the day, half the 24 hours. Still, Eino Noheg Ela Bar Bas Minim. It only applies to these four species. That's a Chumra. Yeah, the phrases are... Kama Chumras always go like, Uma blank, Af blank. So, or Eino did blank. We'll see. Well, let's say it in a sense. It'll become clearer, but sure. So Ma Lulav, if it's true by a Lulav, that it only is by day, it's pretty lenient. Yet, it has a Chumra and only applies with these four species. Sukkah, Shinoheges, Belelos, Kibiyamim. Sukkah is so much more Machmir. It applies daytime and nighttime. You're never allowed to eat outside of the Sukkah, sleep outside of the Sukkah. Eino Din, Shalot Tehei, Elabar, Bas, Meaning, is it not going to be the halakha that it's limited to the four species? If this lenient mitzvah of lulav, which is only half the time, needs these four species, certainly the more chomer mitzvah of sukkah, which is 24 hours a day, needs to be the four mitzvah of species. Why?
Sorry, I meant to say, like, I hear what you're saying, because it's also just different.
I
understand what
it's
saying, but how can you make that
kind of thing? I don't know.
Who is one that came from another,
and then sent it this one? Yes, something you're doing.
And yet it has to be.
Well, the Gemara didn't have another problem with it anyway. So, okay.
In a way, sucker should be more of a higher thing. So, cucumber should be, even if they're sucker, certainly should be like because a cucumber is all about like if I look $1,000, I'm expecting it to 100, right?
Yeah.
So, the bigger, if I don't know if it's a meatus to see this, but the shape of meatus is in the sucker. I've heard it's like better than the sucker. So like, it's all kind of like to get the sicka kind of thing. So the sicka is a bigger deal. It's more whatever. So that, and the cucumber should be the other thing. If somebody didn't say cucumber and sicka, it should be excused by the other.
But that's not a cavalcade word. Cavalcade is if we find that this less strict halakha has these details, certainly the more strict case will have these details. Not a higher or lower, it's just strictness. Not you don't even need that. It just happens to be. There's if that requirement of four species appears by lulav, certainly should appear with sugar. Okay, yeah, so economy. No, I understand the kasha. Yeah. The Gemara is going to have a different problem with it anyway, because the Gemara says, Amru lo, says no. That's not a good kasha for a different reason. Kol din, sha'at adan tchilaso lahachmir. Any kasha chomer, any din like this, that you start out as a chumrah, that your kava chumrah would yield a chumrah. Yeah, oh, big chumrah, little sukkah has to be made of dalamino. Oh, big chumrah, this sofa lahakel. But that chumrah would eventually turn into a kula, eno din, not a valid derivation kava chumrah. Now, why is it eventually considered a kula? Says the Gemara going on to Rambam Zayin of Aleph. Because lo matza, our boss meaning if you don't find the four species to make your sukkah out of, the result of your new halakha you're trying to derive would be Yoshe Vubatil. You're going to sit without a sukkah. Meaning, the whole point of Kavah Chomer is if this lenient thing has this chumrah, certainly the more ma'achmir thing has to have that chumrah. If I can bench, if it applies here, which is lenient, certainly it will apply there. So, the result is always going to be taking a chumrah that appears by a lenient thing and saying it should certainly apply by the more chumrah thing. So the result has to be more machmiring.
That's the result of people.
Right, but if the more machmiring is in the long run actually more mikkeling, so then the whole kavah chomer goes out the window. Puff. So the long run, the Gemara says, is if I decide this is true, I only allow to make my sukkah out of dal and meat. And then one somewhere, and I don't have enough hadasim to make a stack of them to make a wall. I don't have enough serugim. I don't have enough wolves to make a wall out of them. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say, I guess I'll just eat inside this year. I'll be mabata the mitzvah. I guess I'll just eat my suda inside the house and do an iser. So the guy's going to wind up not doing sukkah because he's so machmir, so frum. This sukkah has to be so perfect with dalaminim that we can't find dalaminim. He doesn't do sukkah because he can't do sukkah anymore. I guess not. I guess this is the definition. It's a kanaan, but it's the definition of the sukkah. Meaning, it's not like a gezeirah. It's just saying, if not a kavah chomer. Kavah chomer, if lenient thing is strict, then certainly strict thing should be strict. So we didn't know there's a strict thing by that. We didn't know the stage B strict thing. Meaning, we know there's lulav, we know there's sukkah. We know sukkah is more machmir than lulav because it applies over more time. But we don't know this thing about the dal and minim being the walls. That's a new chumrah he's coming up with. For example, we never heard of that. It's a new chumrah. She says, you think it's a new chumrah? It's not a new chumrah. You think net gain. Klal Yisrael will be doing more mitzvahs this way. They used to be doing sukkah with plastic walls. I'm going to teach them no. They should be making sukkahs out of esrog walls. That's not going to bring more. It's going to be that. Yeah, it's a chumrah that's so big, it's so impossible to do. At the end of the day, less sukkah gets observed this way. Because more people will be unable to do sukkah. Because the other thing, it's a kal, the kal. It's not a kavah chomer. It's not. Yes, I can't do that. So then you try to say, if the lenient lulav has this, certainly the chomer sukkah has this. Now what? Now your chomer sukkah. Yes, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is what happens, alright? This is where I'm discovering to take place. Yeah.
The reason I'm the coolest is because now,
oh my god,
the cool is convenient because you can even say, I don't have this, so I'm just not bothering you.
Correct, correct. I really hear why it's a more call. Right, so you can't call on the cop a flimmer. That I want to apply a flimmer. You're not applying a flimmer. You're applying for 2 minutes to be a flimmer. Everybody, oh, let me go buy a SO of the world thing. For 2 minutes, you'll do that, and the rest of them, they're not going to do it, and the rest of them are gone.
It doesn't get rid of that. You still have that obligation, you're just not able to do it.
But then, or the mitzvah observance.
So then, if you don't have any halacha, then you're not able to do it.
But this is impossible. This is almost impossible to find. This is a,
and therefore, what? It's still chomer. So if all the chomer would apply.
But if not, it looks chomer, but it winds up being more kav. It's set up for failure. Technically, it's more chomer, but practically, it's more kav. It winds up being more kav. It's set up for failure.
So like back then, it was very hard to get an S row. So
that's not a kav chomer. That's not logically derived.
So
the pesach.
Be more common than a sukkah today.
But it's not logically.
Nowadays, we don't have. It's not a high standard to make a sukkah. Like back then, it was very hard to get.
If there was a kavah chomer, maybe something would come up. But I'm saying, those things are just the pasuk saying take it. But, yeah. But it's not as strict as sukkah.
It's strict. So that doesn't get rid of the nature of sukkah. It just means people aren't able to do it. Therefore, call. I mean, like that doesn't make sense.
It's not that the sukkah becomes cow. He's attempting chumrah. It's not going to result in a chumrah.
No.
It results in a chumrah.
Yeah.
It's not saying we can't handle sukkah too. It's saying it's not a kal v'chomer. The result is not chomer. The result is a zero.
Oh, that's why you can't do it.
Yeah.
Look, that's something restricted. Why is it being? I'm serious. It was a joke, but I'm being serious.
Because the other thing has, there's two aspects. There's materials and time zone. The time zone is more kal, and the, because what are we comparing it to? Meaning lulav and sukkah. In materials of lulav, we know sukkah. We don't know yet. We don't know sukkah yet. The only thing we know about both. One thing we know about lulav, we don't know anything about sukkah. We're trying to find it out. We can't count that yet. That's
and
our experiment.
Right, to make sure, to say that you have to have it bundled by something of a Scottish type.
Well,
it's no longer something we need.
Well, not a bundle, it's just that it has to be it. It has to be it. No, but we don't, that's not on the table. The only thing we can call lenient or chomer is you have something to compare it to. Nothing is inherently strict or lenient. It's all compared to something else. So the materials category has no yet comparison. The only thing we can compare is the time of the mitzvah. That's the only thing we know by lulav and know by sukkah. And in that column, lulav is more kal. The other column is up for grabs. We don't know the answer yet.
The question is, how can we put...
To compare it.
But how can you put... He's putting this, how can you put a chomer to put against kal?
No, but I'm saying that it's not... It's only called kal or chomer in the category that we know we can compare because we have all the data.
I know, but now you can no longer compare.
To compare it to compare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, right, okay, so you're saying because lulav is less strict than sukkah, and we know that lulav has to be bundled up with a sense of strictness, and so too a certain strictness needs to be applied to the strictness.
Yeah, not bundled, but those species. It has to be made out of dalamina.
Right, I was saying it's
it is, because you know too much and you're saying that, yeah. You know the end of it. Okay, fine. So that's halfway through this long proof about Siv and Ikra Dedikla being considered part of the lulav. Now, says the Gemara, that whole thing about Dalaminim. Because why? Lo matza arbas me and top lime time and aleph. Yehi Yerusha Batza is going to sit and do nothing. And that's bad because it says that Torah Amra basuko sishmu shibas yom. You're supposed to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. So says the Gemara, sukkah shall call davar. It could be a sukkah made out of anything. The chayin be'ezra. Pasuk in Ezra says, Omer, su'uhahar v'haviyu. Go out to the mountains and bring the following. Ale zayis, olive leaves, the ale eitz shemen, and oil leaves, the ale hadas, and hadasim leaves, the ale samarim, and lulav leaves, the ale eitz avos, and arava leaves, lasos, it's supposed to say, sukos kakasuv, pardon me, Nechemia, we're going to do these The mitzvah sukkah is like we're supposed to be doing. Now, by after the word kakasuf, that's in the pasuk. Lasos, yeah. So says the Gemara, if you noted, in the pasuk, he's saying, go get materials to make a sukkah. A few of the things on the list were olive wood and oily wood. That's not dalet minit. So, you see, you are allowed to make a sukkah out of non-dalet minit, because that's in fact what he told them to do. Hold on. Rabbi Yehuda Saver, honey lidefanos. That's for the walls. Ale hadas va'ale tzmarim va'ale is avos l'schach. But the walls, even if Yehuda agrees, are allowed to be made out of anything. When he was saying that the sukkah has to be made out of dalet minit, he only meant the schach. The schach has to be made out of the things used for a little bit of esrog, but not the walls. So that pasuk says, go get olive wood, go get oil wood. That's for the walls. The rest of the pasuk, get hadas, tmarim, and it's avos, that was for the schach. So,
what's that change?
Just that with lasos. Okay, so hold on a second.
Rameir would say,
correct. Yeah. So the Gemara is still not done yet. So Utnan, there's a mission that says, Misachachin binisarim, that you're allowed to make your sukkah, the schach, out of beams. Divrei of Yehuda. Wooden beams. So now, all in all, this was, we're almost at the punchline. After everything settled, we said they have a machlokas. They're trying to prove this. The Buddha holds you have to wrap up the lulav in a lulav species. Then the Gemara said that siv and ikra the dikla, bark and the vine, are considered to be the species of lulav. How do we know? Because, tangent, proof. There's a discussion, what does the schach have to be made out of? The mayor says anything that fits the schach requirements. Yehuda says, has to be made out of dalet minit. Then they brought this pasuk. What do you mean? It says that you can make it out of olive oil, olive wood. So no, that's only the walls, but the schach has to still be made out of dalet minit. Says the Gemara, you can use beams. Yehuda says you're allowed to use beams. Says the Gemara, if you know that you're allowed to use beams, and you know that Yehuda says you have to use something for the dalet minit, what possibly could we be talking about? You cannot make a beam out of the lulav itself. Alma, finally, comes the punchline. Let us say, siv v'ikra d'dikla, mina d'lulav v'hu, shma mina. That siv v'ikra d'dikla, this bark stuff, is types of lulav stuff, we can hear from here. Why? Because the only way you can have both statements are going to be true. That you need dalet minit things for the schach as proven through that 15 lines of Gemara. And maintain that Yehuda says you're allowed to use beams. The only thing that's a dalet minit and a beam is part of the lulav tree that's the barky, hard part, not the shakeable lulav. If it wasn't true that siv and ikra d'dikla are considered dalet minit, you'd be stuck wondering, scratching your head, how can you make a beam, a solid beam, out of a shaky lulav? Must be that a beam can be made out of lulav because there's more things called lulav species than just the lulav that we shake, such as siv and ikra d'dikla. The logical process without the words. So the logical flow without the words is like this. The Mishnah says, a machlokas, do you have to wrap up the lulav in lulav species or not? Rimea says, you can take a plastic bag and wrap it around, whatever you want, newspaper. Yehuda says, no, it has to be wrapped up with lulav material, something called lulav. Then, says the Gemara, right, so Rava said, but if Yehuda says it has to be lulav, doesn't have to be lulav proper, it can be things from the lulav tree, sidekla dekla. Says, how do I know that that's called part of the lulav tree? Because of the following. Step A is this long, long discussion saying, which we'll summarize again, that there's a kal vachomer, since dalet minit are pretty lenient, they're only half a day, and they have to be out of dalet minit, so too sukkah, which is even more mafmer, has to be out of dalet minit. Then the Gemara says, no, that's a kula, because at the end of the day, you're going to wind up not doing the sukkah, so it's not really kal vachomer at the end of the day. Rather, you can make the lulav, the schach, out of anything. For example, says the Pusik in Nehemia, they use olive wood, wood from an olive tree. You can use anything. About wrapping it? Not directly. It's just part of the discussion. He was trying to demonstrate, Rabbi Yehuda was demonstrating with that logical tool, Kal Vachomer, that you have to make the schach out of lulav stuff, hadas, or rubber stuff, not out of cedar tree, whatever. So bamboo, whatever. So fine. So they're fighting. So they say back to him, you have your Kal Vachomer, we reject it, it's not good logic. And furthermore, besides the fact that it's bad logic, there's a pasuk in the family that says they made their schach out of olive wood, olive tree wood, not the aluminium. He says, no, that was the walls. The schach they made out of the other things, the aldas and the rebels and the lulav stuff. But that was the end of stage A. But we know there's machlokas. We conclude there's a still standing machlokas. Yehuda and the chachamim, and that part of the chachamim. Whether you have to make the whether you have to make the stock out of aluminum or not. So that's my focus. Fine. That's stage A. We thought we knocked Yehuda's Kal Vachomer out of the water, and we thought we had a pasuk getting against him. He says, fine, you want to reject my Kal Vachomer, but that pasuk's not against me. I still hold my sheet to that. I can defend myself in that pasuk. I can explain that pasuk even according to me. So my focus. Fine. That's stage A. Stage B. Same with Yehuda who said, you have to make the schach out of dal and medium stuff, says that you're allowed, he has a line saying you're allowed to use beams, hard beams. You might have thought you have to have flimsy mats, bamboo shoots, whatever. No, it can even be a hard, solid beam. Now, what is there out there that's both a beam, stage B, and dal and medium? Yeah. So the only way that can work out is if there's a beam you can make out of a lulav. You can't make a beam out of a lulav. It's too flimsy. But there must be another thing called lulav, meaning the bark, the vines, whatever, that would harden, which we could be species of lulav and hard enough to be a beam. That's how we know that Ikar, Dedikla, and Siv are considered lulav products, because they're the only thing that could possibly be a beam made out of lulav. If they weren't considered lulav product, there'd be no lulav product you can make a beam out of. So combining stage A, that we need lulav, and stage B, that you can have a beam, turns out there's more things called lulav than we thought, such as sieve and ikar dedikla, the bark and the vine.
So,
it's only according to Yehuda that you have to use for the schach d'aluminium in the first place. So, that's only Yehuda. But it relates back to Yehuda Shita. He has another famous Shita we saw that you have to wrap up the thing with lulav. So the same way he says the same way the schach could be made out of sieve and ikar dedikla beams, the wrapping could be made out of sieve and ikar dedikla wrapping.
I don't think answer our question is finding out it's too far. Is
really
considered lulav or not?
It is considered lulav, correct. Yeah. It says let's make sukkahs. La'aso sukkos. To make sukkos. We call it sukkahs, but that means chag sukkos. It's not la'aso sukkos. Let's make. He said let's get wood to make sukkos. We should pause for Maariv. Okay, we got through that proof, and then we have more coming up about this. So my focus tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.